Okay. Now, can you hear me at the back of the room? Excellent. I'm Keith Davidson, Executive Director of Internet NZ, and I've got a few topics to talk to you about this afternoon. If only I could make this work. How about that? And I think I'll be reasonably brief, certainly not using my whole half hour unless you've got a whole lot of questions for me. As you know, Internet NZ engages in a broad range of activities, and I've isolated a few that I thought might be of some interest to NZNOG, and some of it's a bit more, I guess, policy related than necessarily strictly technical, but I think it has ramifications, or each of the subjects have ramifications on some people in the room. Firstly, copyright is an issue, and as you all know, Section 92A of the Copyright Act becomes law on the 28th of February. This particular section, Internet NZ, lobbied hard against at Select Committee stage. It was withdrawn by the Select Committee and then reintroduced by Cabinet later, and then held in abeyance until 28th of February to allow the industry to come up with a code that would enable some cohesion between the rights holders groups and the service providers. This section requires ISPs to have a termination policy for repeat infringers with no definition of what a repeat or an infringer is. And the assertion is that people accused of illegal downloading are infringers. The interesting part for the NOG is probably the fact that ISPs or businesses are not excluded from the definition of ISPs. Certainly libraries and others are highly defined as ISPs, but anyone who offers internet services to others are determined to be an ISP under the legislation. So if staff at work have some form of internet access, then that business is likely to be an ISP. If you live in a flat and four of you dib in a bit of money for a shared connection, probably the person who has the account is determined to be an ISP and so on. And so every ISP must have this policy under Section 92A. Section 92A also requires the policy to be reasonably implemented, whatever reasonably implemented means, and it requires you to enable a termination of an account holder should they be infringing or repeatedly infringing. The TCF, or a working group, was formed under the auspices of the TCF to develop a code of practice. That working group's been working really quite quickly and diligently, meeting today yet again, and they have a draft code of practice that they believe the industry will be quite happy with, although there's ongoing issues and discussions with rights holders groups on parts of it. But that draft code, I suggest you all have a good read of when it's released on the TCF working website next week, and have your say. It's quite interesting. I think there's really three groups or three opinions about Section 92A in New Zealand at the moment. There's the strong rights holders groups who say this is the way in the light and this is going to stop illegal downloading altogether, and the internet then is going to be a better place and there'll no longer be starving artists in the street. There's the government view, which for the national government was that this particular section was silly, but now they're government and all they're required to do is pass an order in council on the 28th of February. They said, well, maybe it's not so silly and we're going to make it law anyway and we'll see how it goes. And that's two opinions. And the third opinion is probably the rest of us, users, users associations and so on. And even within the performing artists, there's a website, creativefreedom.org.nz, set up by a couple of artists, and they have a petition to say, no, don't pass this legislation. Yes, we realise copyright theft is a problem, but this is not the solution. And they have an online petition that's attracted about 4,500 signatures so far. So if you feel inclined, have a visit there as well. Broadband infrastructure, I think there's a few happenings in that arena that I'm sure most of you are aware with, but just in case you're not, just to highlight some of them. One was Internet NZ commissioned network strategies to prepare an economic report on the deployment of fibre to the home in New Zealand. They have a proposal that suggests that there's a methodology by which a $3 billion spend would reach 75% of New Zealand homes for fibre to the home, and it's primarily advocating the use of power companies, power trusts and the like getting together to do that. Of course, the government's announced that it's got $1.5 billion to hand out for a fibre to the home project, and so it quite neatly fits on a one-to-one public-private partnership for this sort of thing to happen. A lot of people have thought that for us this network strategies report is a kind of a concluding piece of work. It's not, it's just part of the overall investigation and to how this might happen. I think the next stages of work to use things like Jamie's broadband map and see where there are broadband providers who are prepared to offer open access networking, join the dots between them and develop a business case for a private-public partnership to do that build. Also coming up, the Commerce Commission have invited submissions on next-generation networks and IP interconnection, and that's an even longer and more complex URL than our own, and I do love the space or the percent 20 in the URL. It's just wonderful. But I suggest you all go there because there are aspects of this particular piece of work that are going to be highly technical and highly contestable in due course. And I'd suggest things like definitions of things like open access networks might be very useful bits of work that could be contributed to the ComCom conference that comes up at the end of February, and also to the TCF's IP Interconnection Working Group. And you know, the thrust of this conference coming up is about, is there a or what are the items that might need regulation and what are the items that should no regulation should be required for. So I think in some ways you need to think about the issues of collaboration in an NGN network and the technical protocols required. I think I've covered all of that. And INZ are doing some submissions to the NGN conference. So if you have some strong opinions but you don't want to voice them yourself, feel free to contact me or anyone at Internet NZ, and we'll certainly take that into account during our own creation of submissions. NZ CERT was a bit of a topic on our agenda in the last couple of years, looking at ways that we might have been able to build one. We used the fact that AusCERT were coming over to KiwiCon in September and called a stakeholder meeting last minute in September, and it was a very useful day in terms of discussions about how a CERT could work, with AusCERT giving suggested different models from, you know, government run to private and so on. And the interesting thing was GCSB announcing during the course of the day the creation of their National Cyber Defence Centre, and the suggestion that this will incorporate both a GovCert and, of course, CCIP and so on, and an NZCert. So I think it's something for us all to keep an eye on, and if anyone has any input on what a good NZCert model should be, again, please give input to us. During the year too, we've been a minor sponsor, or a small cash sponsor of the Victoria University Honeypot Project, and Dr. Peter Komisarczyk, I think, is still in the room somewhere, who was the driver of this project. We just wrote a small cheque, but it was a 12-month project investigating the .nz domain name in particular, and the final report's due fairly soon, so I think For those of you who might be interested in honeypots or just reviewing how bad or how good the .nz domain name is, you know, keep an eye out for that result as it comes through. I think to credit of Victoria University, the development of the software is open source. and we've been talking to a number of other country code managers about it with a view to perhaps some greater collaboration internationally. I think a number of country code managers have got rather tired of vendors of various products touting that various CCTLDs are the worst in the world for malware and so on, and to have some meaningful information amongst ourselves would be kind of useful. So a collaboration of CCTLDs developing on Victoria University software could be very useful. And there's a link there to the entire project, which is quite interesting reading. IPv6, I don't think I need to really cover this in any detail. It's been well tracked, and I'm really probably reiterating Dean's and others' comments over the last couple of days. But for those in this room who are not on the TechSig mail list but have an interest in the subject, I think either as a learner or a contributor, I'd urge you to get online and get onto ipv6.org.nz and enrol in the TechSig mailing list and take interest in the development of the how-to guide for New Zealand. Enum, this is a very interesting NZNOG debate, which I don't really want to engage in at all, but there is a working group established by TCF and Internet NZ looking at Enum and the Enum delegation for New Zealand, and its work has stalled primarily due to the sheer volume of work in the rest of the regulatory space, like operational separation of telecom and LLU and so on. And I'd suggest that my view is there are more policy issues to be resolved before a delegation occurs rather than technical issues. It's a pretty straightforward DNS operation, and it's more around establishing policies before you roll out. I think Enum will re-emerge quite strongly as part of the NGN discussions and IP interconnection discussions, and I think some progress will be likely this year. For those who are not aware, Ministry of Economic Development do hold the E.164.ARPA delegation, and there's a link there to their statement, which I don't know if you can read that or not, but it says they are holding the delegation and they are waiting for policy to be developed. So if anyone is seriously expecting to approach and obtain the delegation, I think it's probably quite clear from that document that without the blessing of MED and the Telecommunications Carriers Forum, it's extraordinarily unlikely a delegation would be given. Just to give you an idea, the Enum policy issues that were identified between the Internet NZ and TCF working groups are those. I'm pretty sure you won't be able to read those at the back of the room, but if you grab my presentation when it's online, you'll see them. So if you were to want to seek delegation, then I think work your way through that list and see if you believe that you can get consensus amongst the carriers in New Zealand and on those subjects before you make application. NZNOG, I think Internet NZ would like to express its pleasure to again sponsor NZNOG 09. We congratulate the organisers again. I think this forum is growing in stature and attendees. And of course, we would really encourage and appreciate more NZNOG members to join and engage with Internet NZ. You can join online at that URL for a humble $21 a year. And remember that it's not your money that we want, it's your participation. Thank you, that's it from me, unless there's any questions.
One more time.
Yeah.
Oh, man, you almost lost the trade me auction there.
Yeah. One word question, Dennis Sick.
That's a very good question. It might be appropriate to elaborate on an answer of longer than yes or no. Our registry company, NZRS, has employed Jay Daly, who was the CIO of Nominate, the .UK CCTLD, and a lot of Jay's a lot of the expectations on J will be around IPsec, DNSSEC, and possibly Enum as well. So it's not a subject that's not on our agenda. We're very conscious of it, and I think we've been waiting earnestly for our first cab off the rank. I think .br is the first big cab off the rank in terms of NSEC-free deployment. So we're watching that quite closely. That's just been in the last 2 weeks, I think, that they've defined their route. So we're reasonably ready to rock and roll, and we're looking forward to Jay Daly coming on board there to be at work.
I just put a comment on that, Brian, on the DNSSEC. Wearing my DNC board member hat, the response to the NTIA, do you want to do DNSSEC? We put a response in saying that we thought that was a good idea and they should get on with it, and that New Zealand, our policy has been is that New Zealand will sign once we have a signed route. So, you know, we're waiting for the route to get signed and then we'll get on with doing the next bit.
Yeah, awesome. Anyone going to jump in last minute again? No.
Thank you.
So we just...